Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The United States has vetoed a draft United Nations Security Council resolution demanding an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza, along with increased humanitarian access. The U.S. official said it failed to condemn Hamas or recognize Israel's right to defend itself and wrongly legitimized false narratives benefiting Hamas. More from Pratiksha Gildial in New York.
This is the sixth time that the U.S. has cast a veto over the war in Gaza. All other members voted in favor of the resolution, which also demanded the unconditional release of all Israeli hostages being held by Hamas and other groups. The text described the humanitarian situation in the territory as catastrophic and expressed grave concern over Israel's expanding military operation in Gaza City, which it said was deepening the suffering of civilians.
President Trump is on his way back to the U.S. after an unprecedented second state visit to Britain. Before he left, he and the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer spoke of the enduring friendship between America and Britain. More from Alison Roberts.
Before returning to the White House, Donald Trump offered further reflections on his visit in an interview with Fox News. Asked if he was open to the Prime Minister trying to improve the UK's trade deal with the US, particularly on steel tariffs, he responded, "I like him, but we're making a lot of money." The President also waded into illegal immigration, an issue he said was hurting Sir Keir Starmer badly. Downing Street will mostly be relieved that the visit saw both leaders keeping their unlikely rapport intact, despite differences of opinion and policy.
President Trump has canvassed the idea of removing broadcasting licenses from U.S. TV networks that carry material which is hostile to him. He said he had been told that the networks were 97% against him.
That's something that should be talked about for licensing, too. When you have a network and you have evening shows and all they do is hit Trump, that's all they do. If you go back, take a look, all they do is hit Trump. They're licensed. They're not allowed to do that. They're an arm of the Democrat Party.
Mr. Trump was speaking after ABC indefinitely suspended Jimmy Kimmel's late night show. It had come under pressure after he suggested the man charged with killing the right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk was aligned with Mr. Trump's MAGA movement. All three major indices of U.S. stocks have closed at record highs. The Dow Jones, Nasdaq and S&P 500 were all up. The buoy in trading comes a day after the U.S. Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 0.25%. This is the world news from the BBC. France's interior minister said just over 300 people were arrested during a day of demonstrations against the government's austerity plans. Trade union organizers said a million people turned out, while the interior ministry put the number at half that. A number of elected New York officials have been arrested by federal agents as they protested about Department for Homeland Security officials arresting migrants. Those detained include the New York City public advocate and the city controller, second and third in line if the city mayor died or became incapable. A BBC investigation has found that tens of thousands of tickets for football games in England's Premier League are listed on unauthorized resale websites. Selling tickets on an unofficial platform is illegal in Britain. But these tickets were available on sites based in other countries. BBC Sport's Dan Rowan has the story.
BBC Sport discovered almost 33,000 tickets were listed on overseas websites for the four top-flight games we purchased tickets for, almost all priced well above face value. That included the Manchester Derby, a match officially sold out weeks ago, but we were able to buy a ticket just days before the game at three times the standard price. The Football Supporters Association says the BBC's findings are very concerning, while some clubs insist they're taking the issue seriously. But some also want a change in the law in order to tackle sites that seem to be making it harder than ever for regular fans to go and watch their teams.
Britain is launching a portal on the internet's dark web to recruit spies from abroad, particularly Russia. The plan is to set up a dedicated secure messaging platform called Silent Courier. The Foreign Office said it would build on a similar approach used by the CIA. That's the latest BBC World News.